You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian.
Toe ons gister gevra het, watse dorp is die diepste in die poef? Letterlik, né? I'm not even joke. Die diepste in die stront. Wat help het ek sê nog poef? In die stront. Is ons oorval met boodskappe. Thousands, thousands of people that said our town, our town. Pick me, pick me. Ek wens ek kan almal noem. Een ding is verseker, a fight. It's a disaster straight through us. Maar sekere mense het groter probleme as ander. Believe it or not. En een van hulle, nie een van hulle, een van wel, seker een van hulle, maar die een wat ons nou achtergekom in die laaste twee dae die meeste opkom, is Secunda. En nie net op ons sociale media nie. Ek kry persoonlike boodskappe van mense wat sê, ek is in Secunda. Goeie vader, help ons. Nou, is allemaal die selle municipaliteit. This poor man is turning in his grave because they named the municipality after him as Govan Mbeki. He's turning in his grave. Dis die municipaliteit. Bethel, Evander, Trichardt, Emalentleni, Emalentle, daar sê, in Secunda. Absolute chaos daar. That municipality. And I think the previous mayor resigned. Vra my hoekom, Felisterike?
Hoekom, Rian?
The locals burned down the mall. And they said, we want the mayor out. And then eventually he resigned. It was back in South Africa. You burn down something else. You don't go to the union buildings. You burn down the mall. And then of a school. And then niemand het 'n plek om te gaan groceries koop of van hulle kinders toe te vat nie. Why? Because people know it attracts attention. That's why they do it. And that's what they want. They want the government's attention. So ja, op die lijn, Arisha Misselhorn. She's sub-editor, Rich Times Newspaper. Hello, Arisha.
Hello, Rian. Hoe gaan het? How are you?
I'm alright. Listen, okay, we're going to do this one in English so everyone can understand.
Yes, sorry.
Your town has been voted on social media in the last 2 days as the town that is worst off in South Africa.
I saw that.
Number one. And not only on our social media pages, people have been contacting me personally as well, saying you need to know what's happening in our town. Mm. So I'm right, so you're part of the Govan Mbeki municipality.
Yes, definitely. Okay. So Kuna is basically the largest town in the area. And then you've got all these little towns, Evander, Kinross, Bethel, and then the townships, Embalenhle, Zanoni, Lebahong, all of them around us. Yeah.
All right. So this is the big issue. You've got the normal stuff there as well, potholes, waste removal, sewage into the rivers. All of these things happening. No one's removing the refuge.
That's a big problem. The biggest problem at this stage, Rian, is the water. Rand Water has throttled our area with the water pressure is now only pumped at like 60%, and so all the residents on higher lying areas don't have water during the day. We do get water during the night. When everybody's sleeping, but during the day, the people don't have water. And our area, specifically Secunda, was pinpointed as one of the COVID hotspots in Mpumalanga. So you've got families without water. They can't go out to go
can't
get water.
Can't wash their hands.
Yes, that's the main issue.
Are you under administration or not yet?
Well, the MEC spoke about in the administration, there was a forensic report done. No one has been brought to book, really, on this forensic report that those incriminated. We were supposed to be under administration. It doesn't sound like, because they re-elected a new mayor, they decided, okay, they're going to get a new mayor. And the old mayor, she's still in the council. She hasn't gone anywhere, you know.
It's just moving the chess pieces around on the board. The deck chairs on the Titanic. I'm sorry, not the chess pieces on the board, the deck chairs on the Titanic. Just being moved around.
Yes.
So, all right. So, die goeie fiekie van stadsraad daal neer vandag. En sy vra vir julle, sy of hy, want 'n ferry kan een van twee wees. Arisha, en die fietjie sê vir jou, wat kan ek nou doen om julle probleme te fix onmiddellik? Wat sal julle wens wees daan staan het al? Ag, in sekonde.
I think they will have to disband the whole Gammon and Bekie
the whole council
and get people that are actually capable and willing to do something in their community. Because, it's now, just moving the blame shifting and moving it around. I spoke to one of the DA councillors yesterday, and she said, this is more than just a little bit. We are really just, it's just a mess. This whole place is a mess. It's going to take so much to fix it up again.
Yeah, it's not going to happen overnight.
No,
well,
not at all.
It's a dubious honor, but like I say, you've been voted in the worst position currently in our entire broadcast area. Everyone's saying the same thing. Sekunda.
Yes. It's
bloody tragies, to say the least. Luister, all right. And I hope someone's going around there. I hope someone is at this point in time. It should actually be everyone that cares about that town going around and speaking to people that will vote in the local election, saying this is what your current vote has meant. This is why we're in this situation. Please vote differently next time. Make a better choice. I hope someone's doing that. Vote to education. Is someone educating your voters in that area?
You know what? I believe that the opposition parties are doing incredibly a lot to help.
Luister gou, Rianiso. Laat ek gou vir jou sê. Hier is die antwoord. In elke dorp, in elke area waar die dorpe so uitmekaar uit bliksem, weet jy wat moet gedoen word? Almal wat kan, nie net die politieke partye nie, almal wat kan, moet rondgaan in julle vrye tyd. Julle moenie Netflix kyk nie.
Julle
moet rondgaan en julle moet praat met mense. You need to talk to people in the town and say, are you a voter? I'm not telling you who to vote for, but don't vote for people that is currently in power. Don't vote for people that has caused this, that has destroyed our town like this. Here's a little pamphlet. This is what your vote means. This is how it works. Voter education is what people should be doing in towns and municipalities where the towns are falling apart. Dink jy nie? Hoekom is dit vir die politieke partye? Hoekom doen die citizens dit nie?
Ek moet sê, Rian, jy is heeltemal reg. Ek dink daar kort baie, weet, education with that. What I do want to add is our community. It's incredible how a community teams up when they have a crisis. And we've got actually such an amazing community where everybody's jumping in. AfriForum, everybody. You can think of a place. We've got Sasol, so they do a lot. Must be honest with you.
Luister now. Pas op vir enige iemand met enige vorm van politieke affiliasie. Julle as burgers, julle mense wat daar bly, moet hande vat met almal daar. Vergeet van enige politieke party betrek, julle as inwoners, julle wat daar bly, en sê, wat kan ons doen om die mense wat hier bly te onderrig? To educate the people that live here, so next time they bring out a better vote. Vergeet van al hierdie spul wat daar opdaag. Jy moet verstaan wat ek vir jou sê vanmiddag. Daai mense is nie daar vir enige ander rede as of hulle soek julle geld. Nou praat ek van die so-called bewegings wat daar opdaag. Hulle soek of julle geld of hulle wil hê julle moet vir hulle vote as 'n politieke party. Dis waaroor dit gaan. Maar die dag as die stemme uitgebring word, dan hoor jy nie weer van hulle nie. So ongelukkig terwyl julle daar is, julle mense wat daar bly, moet hande vat met die ander mense wat daar bly van alle rasse, klere en geere, en sê ons gaan nou mekaar help hier, en ons gaan vir julle nou, vir mense wat nou nie weet hoe werk hier die stemding nie, ons gaan nou vir julle leer, kom ons doen workshops, kom ons sê vir julle wat het beteken as jy stem, en dan hoopelik gaan hulle vir iemand anders stem volgende keer, maar niemand doen dit nie, en ek verstaan dit nie, allemaal los dit vir iemand anders, nie my werk nie, die AfriForum, of die ook al die mense is, die DA, hulle moet dit doen, en hier en daar belastingbetalerverenigings doen iets, maar ek dink al die burgers moet by mekaar kom en sê, iemand moet die initiatief vat. en sê, hoe kan ons dit fix? Want hierdie mouvous gaan dit nie doen nie. So ek sê, ek gooi nie die idees uit hier. Maar iets moet gedoen word, en dit gaan nie kom van bo af nie, dit moet kom van onder af.
Ja, dis ek stem.
Maar my preek is nou klaar. Ek sweer, ek dink is 'n solution. Ek het nou net hier uitgeproef, maar ek dink is 'n oplossing. Ek dink eerlik waar, die oplossing lê in mense onderrig. Dis education. Education, voter education, dis wat dit lê. Want mense dink ek stem en dan kry ek 'n kospakkie. Dis hoe dit werk. Dis nie werk nie. 'N Kospakkie versus jou dorp wat uit mekaar uitval, jy weet wat die een, nou weeg jy twee te mekaar af. Jy wil 'n kospakkie, hier is 'n broodjie, hier is 'n sak vrugte, wat ook al. So, ek dink dis die ding, burgers, allemaal wat daar bly, moet ander mense onderrig, wat dalk nie heeltemal die stemproses se implikasies verstaan nie. En dan is daar oplossings. Maar as ek sê, use it, don't use it. Sterkte is al wat ek kan sê op die stadium. Doe net iets hoor. Vergeet van die ander mense, jylle bly daar, fix dit. Kyk na Koster, jy weet Koster het die mense hof toe gevat en gesê, jylle kan dit nie doen nie, so ons gaan nou, ons gaan jylle hof toe vat, die hof het gesê, hierdie spul is useless, jylle kan dit doen. En dan, wie is die ingenieur hier, weet, wie was, het al van tevore gewerk met krag, en die mense ran nou hulle eie rioolwerke bijvoorbeeld daar. Jylle kan ons die selle doen, is dit nie?
Ja, nie, beslis. Ja, ek stem.
Okay.
Goed.
Alright, sterkte. Dank aan julle.
Baie dankie. Dankie.
Hey man, bye-bye.
Alright, thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Phyllis die reken?
Ja, Jan.
Sien nou vir my, het ek nou 6 minuut is die ligtyd nou gemors, Sissel? Of maak het sin? Asseblief sê vir my as ek kan praat. Sê my.
Om eerlijk met jou te wees, dink jy praat stront nie, glad nie. Ek dink dis baie belangrik dat mense eintlik verstaan, jy weet, want toe gaan hulle stem. Ek dink dis maklik om vir mense te sê, jy kry kospakkie van, op hierdie oomblik nou is jy honger. En jy dink nie in die toekomst nie, van jy moet nou vir jou familie voer, en jy moet nou iets in jou maag in kry. En dis hoe jy mense omkoop. So, om vir mense ook die langtermijn prentjie te wys en sê, ja, maar hierdie kospakkie gaan nie bedoel dat jy water in die kraan hee, volgende week op die maand dan of whatever nie. So, ek dink dis baie belangrik, en soos jy sê, die mense bo gaan dit doen nie, dit moet van onderaf kom, en ek dink dit is maar vir ons allemaal, everyone, everywhere, needs to realize that at the end of the day, government isn't going to do anything for us, we have to do it ourselves.
Niks, zero, tikkel, takkel, tokkel, niks. Yeah. Wie ook al bly na die dorp moet, want mense kom nie by mekaar en sê, dit is ons probleem met die nie, well, how are you going to solve it? Wie gaan dit doen? Batman, wie gaan nie opdaag en dit solve? You have to solve it. Want dit gaan nie regering wees nie, dit gaan nie, jy weet in die burgerregte organisaties, ach asseblief. Asseblief. You think they care about you. Elke keer is dieselfde ding, it's about the buck. It's about the bucks. Dis waar dit gaan. So die mense wat daar bly, moet verantwoordelikheid vat en sê, we taking responsibility for the town, let's fix it. What can we do? Are we taking them to court? Are we educating voters? What are we doing? But you have to step up to the plate, unfortunately, and fix it. Fix your town.
Let's go.
Just the Drive podcast, the community, mate.
There's it like it.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.